Blog Talk Radio.
I'm talking about Motown Maurice right down here in the state of Florida.
And we've got Motown Maurice of the Motown Maurice Show.
I'm going to introduce you to Motown Maurice.
We have special, special, special guest Motown Maurice.
Motown Maurice.
Speaking of crazy, we have Motown Maurice,
a man who is trying to put Tampa on the map for late night television.
He is not the next Arsenio Hall. He is the first Motown Maurice.
For those of you who haven't had a chance to experience Motown Maurice,
you have to understand he is very persistent.
And now he has transitioned
from Tampa to Los Angeles, California.
He's now in Los Angeles.
Continuing his pursuit of the quest of a late night talk show host.
Keep an eye on Motown.
Absolutely.
Keep an eye on that gentleman. One day this man is going to be the new face of late night.
Motown, we love you.
Motown Maurice, are you on the line?
And now, your host, Motown Maurice.
A merry heart is like a medicine, and I do have a medicine for you today if you are in need of laughter. Ladies and gentlemen, it is I, Motown Maurice, and welcome to Motown Maurice and Friends on this April 26th of 2012, this Thursday morning here on the West Coast. I'm excited about today's show. I got a dynamic couple here today that is in the works of launching an exciting new project, a project that you all must know about and tell your friends, tell your mama and cousins and them. Let me tell you about this hilarious new raw comedy sketch. It's a web series executively produced by Jeff Friday and created and starring husband and wife comedy duo Addison Henderson and Quinn Walters. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Addison and Quinn from the Q&A show! Addison, Quinn, welcome to the show. How y'all doing today?
We're good. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Oh, man, the pleasure is mine. I said to myself, these guys know how to party, so I got to get them on my show because, you know, we can have a party online, too.
No doubt about
right.
it.
Oh, I had an awesome experience when y'all invited me to y'all 90s throwback party, you know, not too long ago. I met some awesome people there. Everybody was like all eyes on me because I had my, you know, my 90s look. Little do people know I look like that all the time, you know.
Yeah, you had your glasses on. That was lighting up, man. It was real cool, man. It was real cool.
Oh yeah, definitely memorable.
No doubt, no doubt. The pleasure is all mine. I'm just happy to be there. So I want to get into y'all, the Q&A show. I want to talk about each of you individually. So much to talk about. But, you know, the Q&A show, I've seen the trailer. It looks hilarious. I'm excited about the launch of it online and the potential that it will go to. But I'm really curious, Addison, your background is like either in the inner city or Africa. You know, how you got into comedy like this?
Well, you know, listen, I just want it to be, you know, for me, I just want to be represented as an overall artist that can do a multiple things. You know, I started off as an actor, and I kind of segue into acting and directing. And for the last 3 or 4 years, I've been doing both at the same time. I've been acting in the projects that I've directed, and for mm-hmm. me, I've done documentaries. You know, I've done some short films and, you know, very dramatic things. And I felt like it was a time about 3 years ago, and I was like, you know what, we need to do something comedic because, you know, funny is money, and people love to laugh, and they love to just go there because the world sometimes is so grim that, you know, they just need to laugh. And so for us, for me, I've always been a kind of, like, political person. If you'll see with my other films, my documentaries that I've done, I said, well, we can do comedy and also have, you know, some undertone in there to let people know this is how it is for us in the world. So we mm-hmm. did that, and we started writing sketches and doing that. Quinn wrote most of the sketches, and I came in on the tail end and wrote sketches. But, you know, it was like I wanted to do this in order to just give some exercise some of that part of me in my craft, because my friends used to always say, man, you are so funny, but I never really did any comedy. So I was like, all right, here's the time to branch out and do that. And here we are today. It's the biggest thing so far that we've done and gotten picked up, and is about to go through this whole big promotional campaign. So we're just excited, you know?
Oh, man. We got to applaud that. That is awesome. That is really awesome. Yes. Now, Quinn, you coming into Hollywood, I'm looking at your resume, and I don't see much extra and background work. It's like you jumped right into the movie. How did you do that? And tell me about your experience, because I'm like, is there a formula for this madness? Because I'm still doing extra work.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, I graduated from the University of Illinois, Chicago, with a theater degree. So I have a BFA in theater, and, you know, my whole life I did plays, and once I got into college, I booked my first feature film called Bad City, co-starring Lance Reddick and Austin Pendleton. So that was the first feature film that I had with a speaking role, and so I was, you know, rolling with the big dogs, you know, so to speak, because, you know, Austin Pendleton's a seasoned, respected actor, and so is Lance Reddick, and he's from The Wire and Fringe right now, and he's done a ton of things, so to be in their presence, you know, I had to step my game up, and, you know, I think I did well, you know, they set me up. But after that, you know, I started to, you know, book more and more things, and once I moved to L.A., I did some extra work. I was never beyond extra work, but my whole thing is television and film. And so once I collaborated with Addison, we started to create our own projects. I was able to really expand and explore as a leading actress and now a comedian. And so, you know, the sky is the limit, you know. And, you know, I'm willing to do it all. You know, the front of the camera, behind the camera, the drama, the comedy. Let's get it all.
Very nice. Very nice. Now, collaboration is a key word, but you guys are a couple. Is there any point in time where you're just like, I can't deal with this gentleman, or I can't deal with this woman, but you're working together? Come on, let's be real. Let's be real here on
okay.
Motown and Recent Friends. Does it get to that point?
You know what? Sometimes, you know, when you're working with anybody, people get on your nerves. That's just what it is. Like, we're being real. Let's just be real, you know. But you know what? We know that we're doing a good cause. And when you spend so much time with someone, you know, there's all type of disagreements and whatnot. And, you know, you may have a difference of opinion on what's happening with this particular form of artwork. And you know what? I've come to realize that, you know, life and with your artwork, sometimes you have to compromise with the people that you're working with and come to an understanding that both can feel happy with. And you know, and that's what really keeps everything at peace here. And then for the most part, we're on the same page. But if we have little different things that, you know, that one may feel like this and like that, you know, we come to some type of understanding so we can keep the project moving forward. Because, you know, I've worked with people before, and, you know, and it was just, you know, people sometimes don't get your vision. And they don't really understand. So for us, it was like, you know, we totally got each other. And the people that I'm working with now, we totally get each other. So it's like a growing and learning and that growth type of process that you go through as an artist, and especially an independent artist, you know, and it prepares you for when you step into the game and you're working with a lot of different, when you're working with a lot of money. And so it's like, it's just wonderful to be working with my wife, because for me, it was always like this. I knew that whoever I was going to be in a relationship with, we had to work together, because this is where I spend all of my time. And so in order for a relationship to last, you have to spend time together. You have to work together. You have to be on the same page. And so that's what me and Q come together. We're always on the same page, you know, and the little stuff doesn't get to us, because the overall goal is there and it's at the forefront.
Well said. Now, Quinn, is that was your state of mind in the same fashion when you started your career? Like, I really want to be with someone that's also in the industry.
You know what? Honestly, I never broke it down that way. However, through past, you know, experiences and failed relationships, you know, you learn that that is important. So by the time I did meet Addison and I had a chance to work with him, we worked together first, and we became friends first. So I had a chance to really see his work ethic, and I had an opportunity to appreciate his work ethic, and I admired it. And, you know, and I looked at him and I said, this guy is so young and he's so serious and he's so driven and he's so professional. That was really attractive to me. And once we got together, you know, I really could understand how important that element is for a relationship if you're in this business, because that person can understand you, that person gets it, they understand the late night, they get the writer's block or the creative outburst, and, you know, and, you know, just everything that accompanies this industry and the artist and being with an artist, we get it, and it's just, it makes a world of a difference. I mean, you don't have to explain anything. They get it, you know?
Mm-hmm. I heard a wise person say at one point in time, a man doesn't choose a woman chooses a man. So let's get real, Quinn. How did you reel this brother in? When was, where were you? Where was the moment? When did you notice all this? Break it down.
Well, we met at Starbucks.
Okay.
And I love telling this story. So I was like, what? You met at Starbucks? What Starbucks was that? I need to go to Starbucks and get me a man. But it didn't exactly happen that way. But we were at a production meeting, so we were bound to meet. And Addison was directing, I was acting. We had the whole crew there. So we're all just chit-chatting about the project. Started working together. Like I said, I really started to see his work ethic. Loved it. Started to really like him. And I wanted to impress him. So as we're wrapping up the shoot, I volunteered to do the craft services for the cast and the crew. So I went grocery shopping, all this great food, and I'm like, I'm going to make this bomb soul food meal for this guy, and he's going to love it. And that's when I'm going to get his attention, because he wasn't giving me any attention. And I was like, this guy didn't know that I exist. So, you know, I was making all the food with so much love, and so I put all the food in the car and drove it over to the set, and Addison came out to help me unload the car. He's looking at the pans of food, and he's like, you made all this food? And I said, yeah. He's like, you didn't make all this food. I said, you catered some of it. No, I made this food with my bare hands. And then he had the food, and he said, this food is so good. Girl, you can cook. And, you know, and then when I saw that smile on his face, I was like, got him. So, you know, we started talking and really get to know each other, really got to know each other, and we fell in love, and we were married a year and a half, 2 years later.
Wow. Clap it up for that. Clap it up. Where's my applause at?
So, yeah.
Addison. Yeah. Come on, be real with me. Was it the corn,
yes,
cornbread? Sir. Was it mashed potatoes, collard greens? Which one was it?
All right, let me tell you. It was that macaroni and cheese, man.
Oh,
macaroni,
man,
and cheese.
She got you with the macaroni and cheese. There's no
yes.
turning back after that. Oh, man. I love,
you know,
it.
After we got together, I gained a couple pounds. I was like, oh, man, she's trying to fat me up. I was like, I have to get back in the fit real quick.
Oh, man. After this call, Quinn, I'm going to holler at you. I'm hoping that you're part of some type of women's society group that go to Starbucks on a regular basis, and you know some women that still go. You can hook me up. I need to know the location because brother is single and hungry. You got me?
I got you, Motown. I got you.
Thank you. I love it. So let's get right into the Q&A show, the main reason we're on this phone conversation here today. I'm excited. The launch is coming. There's a lot of momentum, and I must give it up to the both of you, the way you're promoting it. You're at red carpet events. You had this 90s throwback party. It's on every wall. It's on email. This is going to be big. I feel it in my bones. Talk to me about the Q&A show, what to expect, how is it delivered, where is it going. Talk to me.
Go ahead.
Okay, well. The Q&A show, you know, like I said, it was really an inception about 3 years ago. And then Quinn, you know, I said, let's create something. And then Quinn started writing sketches. And, you know, a year later, we started shooting. And we put together this little trailer for Jeff Friday. He saw that, and he was like, I want to be involved in that. And so he became our executive producer, and he funded the first season. And we went over in about over the course of 3 weeks, we shot the first season. We shot about 30-something sketches, and you know, we put it together, and really it's just we're making fun of pop culture, celebrities, reality shows, you know, things that you see. And we also have some original sketches in there. You know, like we have this one sketch that's hilarious called Driving While Black, which people will definitely respond to because I get followed by the cops almost every day when I'm driving. So I knew what that was like. And so when we came up with that idea, it was like, oh, let's definitely do that. And so, you know, this sketch comedy show, you know, honestly, we see it going much further than just on the web. The web is cool, but with the husband and wife team and things like that, we feel like it can go far because it's never really been done before like this, because there's going to be a mix between some reality and sketch comedy, more sketch comedy, but we're also going to show you some behind the scenes of our life to add that element to it, you know, and just kind of infuse the two to create this product. And, you know, and just really to let people know that marriage can be fun, especially out here in L.A., because that's not really prevalent out here. People don't get married that much, you know, like that, you know. And so,
and if they do, they get divorced quickly.
yes,
you know,
they do.
You know, for us, right. We just wanted to let people know also and show them that marriage can be fun. And I believe for me and everything that I do, I just want to, you know, even though it's comedy and it's funny, raunchy comedy and, you know, like Dave Chappelle, but I also want to send a message, though, and I send a good message and saying, like, you know, like I'm saying, like, marriage can be more than what you see.
Very nice. Right. So are there, like, marriage sketches on in the show?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we have sketches where we make fun of marriages and relationships. We take some celebrities and we parody their relationships, and we have some original sketches in there as well. And, you know, basically, you know, anything that you go through, anything that you can kind of think of, like, you know, just funny things that happen in life and definitely funny things that we see on TV, you know, we touch on it. We touch on it because we want to reach out to the masses. We want to be appealing to as many people as possible. So there's something for everybody in the Q&A show.
Very nice. So Quinn, tell me about the writing process within the Q&A show. To my knowledge, you started out pouring out ideas as quick as you started booking big feature films in your career.
Well, you know, as far as the writing process for the Q&A show, when Addison, you know, brought the initial idea up in 2009, I literally just sat down on the couch and I just started pouring out ideas. So I ended up, at the end of it, like 5 hours later, I had 30 sketches written out. And, you know, they were drafts, they were rough, but the ideas were there. And so at that point, we saw that we had something really good, really strong that we could really build upon and expand on. We started calling our friends up. We started, you know, getting together the cast and the crew, and we started shooting soon after. You know, we revised our script, got final drafts of everything, and made sure it had a, you know, a solid foundation, and started shooting. And, you know, with these actors that we have Second City actors and stand-up comedians, Earthquake, the comedians, one of our actors, Brisha Webb, Kia Roberts, Guy Marshall, Mike Klimkowski, I can go on and on. So many talented UCB actors and Second City actors who came aboard and just really added their own flair to these characters we created. It is amazing the work that these people put in and the comedy that they were able to bring, the life that they pumped into these characters. It's phenomenal. And I'm just so proud of the cast and the crew because they really worked hard. And, you know, everyone did it out of love. You know, this is an independent project. You know, there's no $1 million budget over us right now. That's how I said right now. And, you know, people really came out for us and they supported us because they believe in us. They believe in the work that we do. We're serious about our work. We take it very seriously. You know, people are able to get their SAG cards through working with us because we're a union project. You know, we were very professional and serious, and so people really come out and support that, and we love that, and we appreciate it.
Yes, very nice. Addison, how do you get these big celebrities and all these people to join an independent project like that? Because you got Earthquake and you got quite a few people, as Quinn mentioned, from Second City. Is there a science to it? Is it just energy, or are you bribing them along the way?
Bribing. You know what, honestly, You know what? It's just energy. It's like the things, you know, the things that you can't see. It's like that energy and that, and seeing us together, having that married couple. You know, a lot of people they really like that. They're like, oh man, that's so cool. I'm so proud of y'all. I want to be a part of this. Like Earthquake, he tells us all the time, man, y'all doing y'all thing. Like, you know, I'm so happy for y'all. I want to be a part of that. So he's willing to do whatever, you know, just to help us out. He see us as this married couple, grinding and moving along just the same way he was doing it. And he sees how we're doing it together, and he's really inspired by that. And I think a lot of people that work with us, they see that energy that we have with one another and how we're working together, and they really love it. They really love it, and they just want to be a part of it. And some of them are our friends that we knew beforehand and that Quinn knew when she was in Chicago, and they come out and be a part of it. And then, you know, working on other projects that I've done with other people and saying, hey, I got this new thing. You want to work on this? Yeah, for sure. You know, because everybody wants to be a part of something good, you know, whether it be dramatic or comedic, they just want to do something good.
Yeah, and we work, you know, from our hearts, and we work with a lot of integrity and with a lot of professionalism, and so that draws people, you know, to our project as well, because it's consistent. You know, we keep it consistent, and we keep the love there. We work from our hearts, and so people bring their love into the project. They work from their hearts, and it turns out to always be a great experience, a great learning experience, a great growth experience. Because everyone's coming in, you know, from a good place because they believe. It goes beyond just like, oh, I'm just trying to, you know, add something to my resume. People are like, you guys are fun, you know, and they're fun too. So we all have a great time doing it. It makes a big difference.
Yes, very nice, very nice. You know, not all the time, but from time to time, I'm often told that I look like Will Smith, and there's a whole list of characters that come along with it. But it ends right there. There's no counter partner or couple, you know, anyone else to go along with that compliment. Without a doubt, I mean, other people say it. I'm saying that you guys are like the up-and-coming Will and Jada. How does that feel when you receive that compliment? And do you see any comparisons to that actual Hollywood power couple?
I mean,
well, you know what?
Go ahead. No, I was just going to say, I mean, if anybody compares them to Will and Jada, I mean, that's a huge compliment. I mean, they work hard. They're super, super talented. And, you know, their work ethic is unmatched in a lot of cases. You know, Will Smith, Addison has a quote up in our office. What does it say? I'll never be outworked. What is it, Addison?
Never be outworked.
Never be outworked. He's like, I might not be the best looking actor. I might not be the best actor. You know, I might not be the best whatever. But, you know, no one's going to outwork me. You know, so if anybody compares us to something like that, that's great. You know, because that's a good standard. Hard work definitely, you know, gets you places. And we know that. We work hard. But there's so much more work to do. So, you know, we look up to Jada and Will. So, you know, that's huge. Go ahead, Addison.
Yeah, no, you know what? It's an honor to be, you know, to be compared and, you know, staying up and coming to someone of that stature and with that much success. Because, you know, as an artist, you know, it's not about, you know, the fame, but it's about the work, and it's about getting the work out there. And they certainly have had long, sustaining careers, and you know, as an artist, that's what you want, because the longer you're in the game, the more of yourself, the more work you can get out there. And you know, for me as an artist, you know, when I think about artistry, I think about, why do I do it? Because I want to have a complete understanding of who I am and why I'm here on this earth and what's out there. And you know, it's just always that search for oneself. And my movies, you know, for the most part, have that theme. Searching for oneself, you know, always forever searching soul, you know, and that's one of the major themes in this new another new web series that we have called Hearn. That's one of the major themes in it. And so, you know, and it's just an honor to even be here and be doing this, because a lot of people want to make projects, and they talk about making projects, and it takes 4 or 5 years to actually do it. We pumped out 6, 7, 8 projects in the span of, you know, 2.5 years. And, you know, that's just a blessing to have people that will come out and work with us, because they see a bigger goal, and, you know, and it's just an honor.
Nice, nice. Quinn, where is the artist today in the terms of their ability to independently produce work?
You mean artists in general?
Well, yeah, there's an artist, independent filmmaker, actor.
Sure. I mean,
in general,
today.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, today you see 12-year-olds making short films and sometimes, you know, features, because everyone pretty much has access to high-def cameras, your iPhone. You've got, you know, handhelds that are, you know, not as expensive as they used to be and lightweight. And so people are really getting out there and creating their own work. And that, and in a lot of the cases, when you go on YouTube, you'll see people who are not even filmmakers. You know, they're just having fun, but they've got 10 million clicks just because they were creative enough to just set up a camera and do whatever they wanted to do in front of it. So that's inspirational on its own. It just lets all of us know that, you know, if you just have an idea, if you have a thought, you could, you know, make it go viral and you could have millions of people watching your work or your talents or your conversation, you know. People are on there, you know, doing all kinds of things. And so, you know, it just reminds us, and actually in this whole internet craze and YouTube craze inspired us to really get in the dirt and do the Q&A show and do Hearns, because we have equipment, we have cameras, we have people who work with us on crew, and we're like, we have the idea, let's just shoot it. You know, we don't need a $1 million budget. These people don't have $1 million budgets. They're at home and they're shooting and it's good and they're getting clicks. All you have to do is have that idea. So we have that foundation. We have the drive. We have the passion. Let's do it. So it's really so accessible. So why not do it? You know what I mean? We look at it like, why not do it? Like, we can do it. So we get it done. We get
you
it
are
done. Get,
you
never
guys
gonna do
are
something.
Getting it.
Yeah.
Yes, you guys are getting
do it
done. I applaud you both for that. As we come to a close, we've got like less than 3 minutes. Addison, take us home. Give me a pitch of the Q&A show. Let me know about the web address and some upcoming screenings. Anything pertinent to the Q&A show, give it to us right now.
Oh, well, check out our splash page is up right now. Q&A.com, Q&A show.com. Check that out. And you can also follow us on Twitter @theQ&A show.com. Do that and like us on Facebook. All those links are on the splash page. Check it out. The Q&A show is very funny. It has a diverse cast, which is the way the world is, very diverse that we live in. So we also wanted to represent that. It's funny, it's outrageous. It's like, you know, watching Dave Chappelle, but with a married couple and all your other great comedians. You know, we take and we pour from all the greats to try to make this show what it is. And I'm telling you, it's going to be a hit. People are going to love it, and you're going to fall in love with our characters and all of our actors. You know, May 20th right now is our launch date. We're preparing. We're working hard. You know, this is a full-time job for us, you know, getting this out and getting it to the people. So we're looking forward to everybody just, like, you know, clicking in, tuning in, and making the show a success. So next season it'll be on the network instead of on the web, and then we'll be taking it further and getting it out to more people, you know. And this is a dream of ours, to continue to make work and to continue to employ and use our friends and all the other great actors that we know out there that are looking for some success and looking to get on. So, you know, roll with us. Be one of our rock stars, the Q&A show, you know?
Excellent.
And shout
fantastic
out to Jeff Friday and Film Life, Inc.
Yeah. Yes. Now, we're about to get off the air in about a minute, but we will still be online. But we do have a caller that just happened to slip in within these last few moments, and I'll say, hey, let's go ahead and get this caller. We got a caller from area code 773.
Hey,
773.
Chicago.
You are on the line right now. Who is on the line? What's your name? What's your question or comment?
My name is Iris.
Mommy.
And I'm Quinn's mom. And I'm Addison's mother-in-law. And
yo,
I just
pity
wanted to call to offer my support and let them know that I'm proud of them. And I can't wait until the show launches.
Aww.
Thank you.
Mommy.
That's
hey,
best,
Mom.
That's the best mother-in-law hey anybody could ask for. I'm telling you.
That, That is awesome. That is awesome. Well, thank you very much for calling in. We appreciate it.
Thank
oh,
you, Mommy.
No problem.
I love you.
Love you, too.
Bye.
All right.
Oh, man. You got the blessings from moms. You can't go wrong. You
can't go wrong.
So we are about to close this out. This has been a pleasure and honor to have you all on this show. And, oh, man, the pleasure started when I braced the cover of your Facebook page, Gwen. I was like, wow.
Oh,
oh
yeah.
Well.
That's right,
what
Motown.
The
That's right, Motown. That was the best picture of the evening.
Oh, man. Thank you. No, that was a pleasure of mine. I'm just, if you didn't even tell me either, I'm just casually, I'm going through Facebook, and I'm, wait a second, that's me. What's Q&A? Oh, man. That was awesome. So I was like, man, I got to hook up with these guys. Y'all are awesome. You're doing big things, making some moves for the Hollywood industry and the marriage couple industry.
Yeah.
Very, very much needed, great role models. And I'm excited about the launch myself, so I wish you all the best. We're going to keep on promoting you all. And, hey, if you ever need a single broke talk show host on a sketch, holla at her, brother.
No doubt about it. No doubt
about
it. You'll
be the first one we call, Motown.
No doubt. Really quick, go ahead and say the website one more, the domains one more time.
Sure. It's www.qandashow.com. That's QANDASHOW.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the Q&A show coming to the web really soon and a network very, very soon.
Yes.
So stay tuned very soon. We're going to close out. Thank you very much for being on the show. I do have one more question. You happen to have time for one more question?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, please. I don't want to take up too much of your time, but you had all the answers earlier, so I was wondering if you have the answer to, would you happen to know who's the future of late night television?
Let me think about that.
Somebody who's really qualified. You're going to have to say Motown, too.
Yeah, Motown.
Motown, indeed. Motown Maurice. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I really, really appreciate y'all being on the show. Much success, much prosperity to you both. All right?
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Be blessed.
All right.
Be blessed. All right. You heard it, folks. The Q&A show coming online and a television near you. Make sure you support these guys. Very inspiring, doing great things in so many multiple ways. Check out their sites. Check out their success. This is Motown Maurice signing off. Make sure you check me out on the quest of a late night talk show host at MotownMaurice.com and follow me on my wonderful journeys of my own. I'm signing off. Support the Q&A show. Take care. Be blessed. Later.